Thursday. Today is November the 21st, and you're listening to My Farm. Well, everyone is looking for that little edge to be able to squeeze a little bit more profit out of what they're already doing. Now there's some unique incentives for cattlemen feeding certain rations. We're going to take a look at the details after this message from our sponsor.
Sponsored by Seed Consultants, simply the best value in the seed industry. Learn more at seedconsultants.com.
Taking a look at your agricultural headlines, beef producers can now get more than a Big Mac from McDonald's. The fast food giant announced on Thursday a collaboration with Syngenta and one of its protein suppliers, that being Lopez Feeds, that will incentivize cattlemen in the U.S. to use Inogen corn in their feed rations. In return, the collaboration will pay producers 4 cents per head per day for that feed. Now, it's all a part of the Inogen Feed Forward opportunity designed to reduce the environmental impacts of raising beef, improve sustainability, and help producers increase their feed efficiency. The program is expected to launch for the 2025 planting season. Inogen corn hybrids used for both grain and silage were developed by Syngenta to boost feed efficiency in beef and dairy cattle, as well as enhance ethanol production. The specialty corn contains a robust alpha amylase enzyme directly in the grain, eliminating the need to add a liquid form of the enzyme in the ethanol production process and other advantages that increase ethanol yield. That same alpha amylase enzyme more quickly converts starch and Inogen grain or silage for feed to usable sugars than traditional hybrids. The increased digestibility, that being the nutrient uptake of Inogen corn, can improve feed efficiency by about 5% according to university research, while helping reduce greenhouse gas emissions at the same time. We've been working with the Inogen feed strategy for a couple years now to really build it out in Inogen feed, pointed out Eric Beck. McDonald's has always been one of those key influencers that we're talking with along the way, explained the regional director for North American Seed at Syngenta. Now, in turn, companies like McDonald's, Lopez Foods are looking for ways to meet climate commitments to reduce their environmental footprint and increase sustainability efforts. McDonald's, starting with priority ingredients for their company, that being beef, said Kendra Levine, director of U.S. sustainability for McDonald's. We believe the innovative collaboration with Syngenta is an opportunity to help us make progress towards science-based climate targets. Now, as far as the program parameters, participants enroll in the Inogen Feed Forward opportunity, commit to using Inogen in their feed rations consisting of 50% or more of the total dietary starch in a total mixed ration. And in addition, the program requires a number of days on feed at the requirements of the TMR minimums. So for backgrounders, it's 70 to 120 days. For finishers, it's 120 to 225 days. And in dairy call cattle, it's 180 days. Now, under the scenario, producers could earn an extra $2.80 to $4.80 and $4.80 to $9 per head, respectively, by feeding at the category of that targeted days on feed. And to be paid, producers would submit documentation that includes a TMR report, a closeout report, the Inogen contract, and the Inogen seed invoice. Stay tuned. We'll be back with more after this message from our sponsor.
Williamson Crop Insurance, home of Decision Max. Decision Max allows you a simple solution to analyze your operation and make informed marketing and crop insurance decisions to mitigate your risks. Manage your whole operation in one place with the ability to blend counties, marketing, and insurance coverage to give a complete overview of your operation. Williamson Crop Insurance, protecting the Eastern Corn Belt since 1980. Learn more at cropcoverage.com.
Thanks, Joe. We're going to continue where we left off, talking about some new incentives available for cattlemen from McDonald's and Lopez Foods. Working with Syngenta and their Inogen corn, as that is incorporated into the feed. Now, Eric Beck, who's the regional director in North America with seed at Syngenta, also made the comment this is very good for the environment. He stressed the heightened attention on carbon and CO2 emissions that had been laying the groundwork introducing the Inogen feed forward opportunity. It provides the perfect opportunity to help food suppliers reduce their carbon footprint by reducing greenhouse gas emissions in livestock production, he said, while helping the producer enhance feed efficiency and the additional source of income. Even more important, agriculture gets a lot of bad press when it comes to the environment, and despite ranchers and farmers being the best advocates of the environment, the paid opportunity directly benefits consumers and is a way for agriculture to tell its story on protecting the environment and sustainability. Now, life cycle assessments show the potential for environmental savings resulting from the increased feed efficiency from using Inogen in the ration, including lower emissions of greenhouse gases and lower land use, energy and water per unit of production as well. And specific findings were calculated by Syngenta. This is based on 1,000 head of beef cattle that the collaboration could potentially achieve an annual savings of 196 tons of CO2 emissions and greenhouse gas reduction. That's again per 1,000 head of cattle that would follow this program. Also 69 acres reduced in the land use for growing the feed for those cattle, 6 million fewer gallons of water that are taken up, and 231,000 kilowatts of energy savings, they say. For more details on the program, you can visit their website, which is www.inogen, that's ENOGEN.com/feedforward. A real quick calendar reminder, OSU Extension is going to be holding a Basics of Grain Marketing workshop coming up on January 16th and the 17th at the OSU Extension Champaign County office in Urbana. For details and more information, you can go to the website go.osu.edu/grain marketing. That's what's making agricultural news on my farm. For my 102.7 WMYW, I'm Dusty Sonnenberg. You have a great day.